For more than 40 years, Jim Wooster visited farms and appraised livestock for the Sioux Falls Stockyards. In that time, he got to know plenty of farmers and ranchers, and he understands the way the business can wear on someone's mental health.
But if you're a farmer and you're awake at 2 o'clock in the morning and you've got 200 acres of soybeans still in the field and you don't have enough money already and it's raining, that's a tough load. I mean, that's to listen to it rain, and you know, that's really hard work.
Many factors that can predict a farmer's income for the year fall out of their immediate control, from weather to international trade. Wooster says in the last 3 years, there's been a 50% drop in net farm incomes. That financial stress can couple with pressure to just tough it out, especially on family farms that have weathered multiple generations of financial uncertainty. Walt Bones is a fourth-generation farmer in the Parker area southeast of Sioux Falls. He says farmers are famously independent, but it's important to recognize how things can change.
So you can't say, well, you know, my grandfather made it through the 30s by himself, I can do this too, or my dad made it through the 80s and I can do this too. The dynamics are totally different.
Bones says it's also important to have a resource to go to for help. That's exactly what psychiatrist Dr. Matthew Stanley says Avera's hotline will offer. He thinks the hotline could help ag producers feel comfortable coming forward by removing barriers, like a fear that their neighbors will know they're struggling.
So they don't want to drive up and park in front of a mental health center or a doctor's office and everybody's wondering why they're there. So we needed something that was easily accessible, but also very confidential and anonymous.
Dr. Stanley says the statewide 800 number is free and staffed by licensed mental health counselors. Jim Wooster says attitudes toward mental health have changed in the last few decades and that no one is immune to depression. He says talking about the issue is half the battle, and he's glad to see this new service offered to farmers and ranchers across the state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.